Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the Panty Player, aka the. I'm out here, all right. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome back to the podcast, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all know right now before we get into the, the sponsor. Yeah. I almost forgot what the sponsor was. That's crazy.
Damn.
Don't be surprised if this podcast is really random. All right.
This is the Dabs and Doobies episode.
Yeah, man.
And it's also been in part bringing to you in part by our sponsor, What's the Scenario? A hip hop card game fun for all ages 14 through 40. If you're up north, guess what? You'll love the game. Down south, you'll love that game. East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter. All sizes, all fun. Just, it's for everybody. All right. And guess what? You can get 10% off shipping, or you can get
free shipping
when you use the code
SSL podcast when you check out, man.
Yes, sir. So definitely make sure you tap in with them and let them know the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you. All right.
Look at that fucking. Yeah. You hear that thunder?
Yes.
Like, was that on the mics?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was like, as you was talking, sheesh. I'm like, damn, that shit,
bro,
do not want you to talk right
good
now.
Good tonight.
Facts, bro. Especially right. When it's raining good.
Yes, I'm like, debating what? On if I'm going to be late to work.
How you debating on that at 8 o'clock? You got 10 hours from now.
Nigga, I have been fighting sleep all goddamn
I feel that,
day.
Though.
Okay. Because I know if I go to sleep now, a nigga not going like, well,
want to wake up, yeah.
Yeah, like, shit.
That's how I be.
Like, because in all honesty, yeah. Like, I've realized if I just naturally clock in, like, or, like, if I just naturally wake up without an alarm, I'm going to wake up, like, around 6. So, a job, like, 7 to 3, perfect for me.
Yeah.
Or, like, 8, 9 or something like that, perfect. But 5, 6 in the fucking morning?
Yeah, that's just irrational times to wake up.
Like, bruh, I'm waking up like 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock. If I leave out the house at 5:30, nigga, I run the chance of literally almost being late.
Yeah.
All right? Like, shit, I gotta leave out the fucking neighborhood before 5:20 just to make sure I make it there by, like, 5:55.
I mean, true, but, bruh, I hate how my schedule is. Like, I literally have to anticipate going to work. Like,
I know how that is.
I enjoy the just 3 days, but nigga, when you got to sit there and know that no matter how much fun you having, you have to get your ass up and go to work in the afternoon. Or what? Really? Basically, the afternoon.
Oh, that's the worst.
Sun's still out, nigga. And like, you, nah, that shit is not the move at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Really, working a job is not the move though. So we like complaining about shifts, but.
Yeah,
the job in the first place is just not the move.
Why, hell yeah. Why do you think I'm trying to work with Tech and Chill so much, bro? I'm trying to, like, at least start up a good side hustle so, like, I can turn this shit into a career, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's good for what you're doing it for, what you got going on with them now.
Yeah.
Because before, I was already saying, I don't think the podcast and Tech and Chill is that great. It just don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, mesh well, but.
But to have your own, like, have a side hustle and do it, like, you know,
it's
with the
shit right there, nigga.
Yeah, straight up, because I was about to ash on the laptop, nigga. I'm so used to doing that.
Fun job.
Yeah, but we're like having a side hustle with the edibles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's super perfect, like
hell
super
yeah.
Perfect for that.
Because it's like, I realize one of your talents, you're great with just technology, all right?
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Like, I'll just give you that. Me, I'm good with people.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, shit, I finally learned how to actually, like, play to my strengths. I'm like, shit, cool.
Yeah, and that's good. That's a part of, like, even though I say this all the time, we kind of feel like we getting old, even though we just mid-20s, it feels like we getting up there, at least maybe because our niggas and shit remind us, like, damn, bro, you getting old. I'm one of those niggas, by the way.
Yeah, fuck you.
People out there, I am one of those people.
Yeah, you be like, old ass nigga.
But as I get to y'all niggas' age, shit, I'm just like, well, I did y'all niggas' age when I was calling y'all old. I'm
yeah,
like,
I
damn, bro. Like,
damn, now I'm shit. Am
it's
I
like,
old?
It's like, remember when Lil Uzi was like, bro, if you 26, then you need, you like a old head or something like that. I think he said something like that. But then he turned 26.
He said, yeah, you a old nigga.
Yeah, and then he turned 26. He's like, okay, what you got to say?
You
now?
Are
you
old nigga
a
now?
Old nigga?
He was like, he said, nah, I'm not old nigga. That's why he changed his name
yeah.
to Wesley. Gay ass nigga.
It's like, even like, when I was younger, I would, if Reef age now, I would be like, yeah, you an old ass nigga, bro. Like, straight up. You old as fuck. You washed up. But Now I'm like,
you old and you washed up, goddamn.
30 is like really
relatively still young.
Yeah, I mean, still young in general, like not even relatively. I wouldn't say you get old until you probably like 45, 50. Yeah, that's when you you getting up there, bro. You need to have some kids.
You need to have kids before then. So by the time you get then, so by the time you get to that age,
true,
you can at least still have some type of fun.
Yeah,
because
you're gonna be like 60 when they're in their 20s. Yeah,
nobody's trying to like go on vacation at 60 and barely can like fuck on a balcony. Like, fuck out of here. I'm trying to like,
I wish I could see my facial expression.
I'm just saying, if I'm gonna like vacation and I already have kids, like had kids and raised them, they're adults and shit. Now I don't want to be too old not to enjoy life anymore.
True. Yeah,
like
I get that.
That's basically what that, I'm going at or getting at. I'm sorry.
In fact, so my kids, but still though, like when do you plan on having kids? In your 30s?
Yeah, I plan, me personally, around 32 to 35.
You're still, by the time they be able to drink, you still be 50.
Yeah, I could deal with that. Because shit, my mom's 50.
Yeah, 50 is, bruh, especially black people. Bruh, oh my God. Charlie Wilson. Who was the other one? The Isley Brothers. They look really good for 70 years old.
Yes.
Like, real talk. Black people hold shit. Nigga.
I'm trying to
black
tell you,
don't crack
it don't
for real.
Crack not unless you do that, mom.
Straight up, nigga.
Like, niggas don't really understand that shit. But you know.
Unless you black, you know. Black people understand.
Yeah, you
shit.
Know, it's that melanin, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
Angela Bassett is another one. She still look good.
Facts. Hey, auntie. Hey, like, what's poppin'? Like, dude, I kid you not. I'll like go to Controllerize or some shit like that, or blah blah blah, and ask somebody like, "How old do you think I am?" Or they'll ask me, "How old are you?" I'll say, "Take a guess." I'll say, 24, 25. I was like, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. You definitely don't look your age.
At all.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm like, shit. That's good.
I guess.
Shit, dude, when I was 17, they thought I was like 14. Like 14, 15.
But you got to think about how you looked when you were
17. Yeah. I was looked like a whole fucking dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no cap, bro. You definitely glowed up, dog. Boy.
Yo, can you believe somebody on my Facebook? Dead at, all right, it's a picture I posted like 7 fucking years ago, all right? I randomly get a fucking notification. Damn, you really did glow it up.
I'm like, what the fuck? Damn, they stalking your ass.
Like,
they
you
creeping
just
on the page.
Creeping on my page. Like, okay. Like, that's crazy. That just shows me that you just, all right, paying attention to me. All
yeah,
right,
bro,
cool.
You got some lurkers, bro.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Bro, shit. Look, I'm out here just trying
hold
to.
Hold up, backtrack. You think you'd be still trying to fuck on a balcony, like, at 50 years old?
Possibly. I'll be honest.
It's just a regular question.
Yeah, like, possibly.
You might. Yeah,
I could see that. I could sadly see that. You know, me being a sexual deviant.
Yeah, I would say niggas be still trying to fuck in their
50s. Hell yeah, boy. Look, I want to be a swinger when I get like in my 50s and
would
shit.
Would you be one of those niggas that fuck with younger bitches? Or would you have
depending on,
wife?
Like, they got to be like, I'll be, if I'm in my 60s, the lowest I'll go, personally, 25, maybe 30. That's the lowest I'll go. Yeah, like I couldn't do 21 or anything like that. I'm like, bitch, you're my granddaughter's age. Like, what the fuck? Like, I just hell no. Nah.
At the same time, shit.
X was alive when I was. You don't even know that nigga. Like,
you don't even know what the fuck that is. Nah, yeah, you right.
Like,
facts,
yeah, I can't. Yeah,
that's
I just can't
that's
do
a
that.
Good point. You don't know shit about nothing I know about.
Damn. What's SoundCloud?
You don't even know about the SoundCloud era, like, bruh. That is facts.
It's like, damn. They'll probably think we were just like washed up at that point.
Yeah, facts.
Like, man,
like
y'all
SoundCloud.
Just don't.
What the
y'all
fuck
just
you talking
don't.
MySpace? What the fuck is that?
Facebook.
What the fuck? Like, now, Facebook going to be still around.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Meta? Meta.
Yeah.
But Meta,
I forgot they rebranded it. Why do brands do that?
I don't fucking know.
I hate that so much. They rebrand to something more simple, but it's like,
bruh, it's just like, let's say the plug, he got some trash ass weed, but the only way he can get it off is if he like rebrand it.
Yeah, facts.
So
yeah.
It's like, hey man, like, hey, I got that real runs over here, bruh. Like,
but think
shit.
About it like fucking HBO Max, like Max,
Come on. Yeah, that's just stupid.
That's not going to make me want to buy it more. That's
not more appealing to me.
Yeah, I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah, straight up. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going for it. Oh, you know what? Since we, you know, having like this random ass episode, do you think we should wait for like video to have this conversation, like The Power and Snowfall? Or, because I ain't going to lie.
I just think Snowfall is objectively better. I just think the story is just more concise. Yes. The way it ended was just kind of perfect, even though I hated how it ended. Facts. But I loved it at the same time.
The music selection. Music is just, oh bruh, my God. It was out of this world.
Way better.
way better
like,
than Power.
I mean, it's not even
a debate. Oh, my God. Yes. In the fucking theme song. This is a big fish
town. Snowfall just got straight into it.
Yeah, straight up, bro. They didn't do all that, like, making love. All right, they fucked.
Oh, God.
Like, I love that. Yes.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Yeah. It's also not gay shit, but then again, it's a different time period. Yeah. It's like in the 80s, you probably wouldn't see gay shit. It did have that nigga get butt fucked.
Yeah, a lot of people was like, bro, I can't fuck with Snowfall after that. I'm like, man, y'all niggas just some soft pussies. Like,
bro, you can't see a nigga get booty raped, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? I'm
like, bro, y'all some hoes, all right? Oh, weak, tender dick ass niggas.
Oh, God, because that's the reality of it. Like,
niggas was getting like they assholes blown out.
Yeah, that's a part of street culture, prison culture, bro.
Straight up.
And he brought that shit to the hood. Oh, like, straight up.
He was like, who got your shit? Yeah, let's go get him.
To be honest, all the best shows, especially black shows, got a little butt fucking going on. I'm sorry. It does. Shit, not even just black shows, but even Euphoria had butt fucking in it. Straight up. I'm lying though. Breaking Bad didn't have that. Prison Break. Prison Break was in prison. Didn't have no butt.
Dad, thank you. I was about to say, like, how the fuck does that
Game
even
of
make
Thrones
sense?
Had no butt fucking like, in it. Yeah.
Wait, I thought Game of Thrones had some gay shit in it.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones, to be honest with you. Oh, okay. I just said that because it's a great show, quote unquote. But
okay, yeah, no, it actually was a pretty good show.
You watched it?
I watched some of it.
I just be bored of that medieval shit, bro.
Yeah, same. That's why I don't watch that Victorian shit. Like, in all honesty,
a new show that's coming up?
No. That's what, like, the...
Oh, you mean the Victorian? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the Victorian era type deal. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit, I can't relate to it. It's too far away.
Yeah, straight up. It's like, bro, there's no Wi-Fi. Like... Like, how the fuck are they supposed to know where they're going if they don't have GPS? Like, they have no type
quality cameras, bro.
They don't even have an atlas. Like, what the fuck? Like, how is they supposed to know where they're going?
The sun, though. That's why.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Which, like, niggas before our time, like, in those times, it's slick smarter than us because they just use the environment. Now we so dependent on, like, electronics and shit that we just don't need to do that, so we don't have those skills.
True.
But yeah, they just use the sun, the way the wind is blowing and shit. Like, they was real genius.
Man,
that
fuck out
of
here.
But
to,
it's just boring.
To, you
it's
know,
just
live
boring
off
as
the
fuck.
Land ass, like nomad ass.
Yeah,
nigga.
Niggas wearing cloths and shit. Like, I don't know nothing about that. Like,
I ain't no fucking gypsy woman.
My grandparents didn't know nothing about that. My grandparents didn't even know about that shit.
Nah, for real. Shit, you know what? Randomly, bro, the fucking music selection off The Wire was way better than fucking Powers.
Powers' music is like they just tried to go cheap as possible.
Yes, like, I feel like it was 50. It was 50's fault. He was like, yeah, this what they gonna like, yeah. Yeah, no, you haven't been in touch musically in about 20
time.
Fucking years. Like, we still fuck with, you know, go shawty, it's your birthday, we gon' party
he
like
made
it's
us,
your
he
birthday.
Dropped that song with Chris, he dropped two songs with Chris Brown that was really good. It was Romeo and Juliet, or no, Romeo
and
Juliet,
yeah.
That was good.
And I'm still in the house.
Then what was the other one? Something. It was, bro, the one he dropped two songs
with
Chris
Bitch,
Brown.
I'm the man.
That shit was hard.
Oh, I'm the man.
That shit was hard as fuck, actually. That's
not
like
for real. Yeah.
One of my favorite 50 Cent songs, like top three.
Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah, it was so good. Also, I'm a huge Chris Brown fan.
Yeah, I know. It's the light skin in you. I get it. No. It's the light.
It is, I guess, because I like Drake, too. I'm a big fan of Drake. Maybe we got this light skin bond. Yeah. I don't even know why, bro. It's just, I just fuck with him, bro.
It's just their music just resonates so hard.
It's
bro.
That light skin shit, bro.
This is my bitch
love
me,
thing.
Bro. Like, my bitch left me, and guess what? I had to go listen to some Drake, so I had to get right, bro. Like, had to go listen to it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If I ever got into a breakup with my bitch, Drake is not who I'd be listening to. I'm listening like Paramore and shit. I'm listening to rock music when I'm going through breakups. Well, when I went through breakups type shit.
I can respect that.
I never understood niggas. Well, I guess I understand it because of the lyrics, but Drake does not do it for me when I'm sad.
What's the saddest song you listen to, like, when you sad?
When I'm sad? When I use, because I don't get sad that often. I kind of internalize more, I think. But, like, when I used to get sad, there's a song called Bully by this band called Shinedown. And it's basically about kids killing themselves because of bullies and shit. I never really got bullied, but that song resonated with me so much. Like, when I'm feeling bad, when I'm feeling, like, sad and shit, that's what I would listen to. But also, like, Idols and Anchors by Parkway Drive, which is another rock song, obviously. Yeah, like, Parkway Drive, what else would it be? Like, yeah. But even, like, songs that's kind of quote-unquote angry, I guess. I would say probably most people would say that. That's the type of shit I like to listen to when I'm sad.
One thing that I like to listen to when I'm sad, and it's weird, Miss America. Wait, no, not Miss America, but Runaway by J. Cole.
That's
like
a good one.
Yeah, it's, bruh, like, 2013, yeah, that was like the biggest heartbreak. Man, that, some of the best music came out in 2013.
Yeah, it's like like 2016 and before.
Yes, like that. You just had to be facts, there. That was the all right, for you music. Had to be there. A lot of music didn't make it to where it had a lot of good replay value.
Yeah, it wasn't timeless music. Yeah, for sure.
but. You just had to be there.
Facts, bro. era, bro.
Man, listen.
Top tier.
Yeah, straight
the
up.
90s.
Yeah, straight up. Look, even with Machine Gun Kelly, like, when he came out back then, fuck you. Okay, nigga has always been hard to me.
He was good for his time. I don't think that it's just timeless music. I don't think he's, like, good in general. It was good for that time, but I don't think that shit would fly these days.
Well,
even his music now is pretty mid, bro.
Nah, he's slowly making a comeback, bro.
As far as rap?
Yeah. Right. Like, hold on, I can show you.
Yeah,
I got you. I got you, homie. I got you.
You hear about,
see? 4.5 million, nigga. 1.3 million, bro. Like, see, he coming back, bro.
That is good numbers.
Yeah, I'm saying, bro. Like, he doing it. He doing his thing. He coming back. Okay. Yes.
I respect
that. Like, even a year ago, like, bro, he's still maintaining good, like, viewership.
You think he's better than Jack Harlow?
Hell yes. Like, he's more diverse than Jack Harlow.
True.
I mean, not diverse, but versatile. There we go.
Yeah, versatile, yeah. True.
Yes. More versatile.
I think Jack Harlow is better at making music, though. Making songs.
Yeah. Something that's more pop, catch. Wait, that's more poppy, catchy, mainstream. I can see that.
Jack Harlow
is
beating him there.
Yeah. But hell nah. Like, as a white boy artist, MGK is blowing like Jack Harlow out the water.
Rapper,
Jack Harlow is his son, nigga.
That's crazy. Jack Harlow is Drake's son, if anything. Straight up, bro. Hear his album, that nigga sound like Drake.
Jack Harlow is like MGK's nephew then. Like, shit. Well, no. Because it looks like him and Ed Sheeran can be like cousins or something like that.
Bruh, he just looks like...
Is that racist?
it low-key. Not really, because Ed Sheeran is like from the UK. Well, he's still white. I don't know. Maybe it's racist. Somebody had to tell this goddamn.
Yeah,
I'm good. So, at 14 minutes and 27 seconds, you said this racist thing.
Fuck you.
Real talk, bruh. Like, at the beginning of this shit, I was like... responding to everybody, you know what I'm saying, giving our thoughts and shit if somebody had a problem with what we said. But over time, bro, I'm just like,
bro, you can't satisfy everybody.
Y'all gonna get mad at fucking anything.
It is what it is. I just want to say the one thing that gets y'all mad enough to where we actually go viral. Right? Yeah, this shit up. Pop off. Because like, y'all be bullshitting sometimes.
Mad over stupid shit. I mean, like,
selective outrage is a real fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, okay, like, at a point. First of all, and some niggas are just be trolls too. That's another thing. Some niggas are just have negative feedback and they just being assholes.
Facts.
I posted the Fred Hampton little video, the short on there and shit.
Yeah.
Somebody dead ass went in there was like, "Good riddance to that nigga," and I'm like, "Damn,
what
the fuck?
What is wrong with you? Damn,
I'm trying to teach y'all some history. Like, what? Damn,
damn, my nigga.
You have no legitimate reason to say that. Like,
what side of the bed you woke up on? Damn, well, really, your mattress is by the wall, so you can only get on like on one side. So it's like, damn, what's wrong with you, nigga?
Dead ass, bro. But niggas will have anything to say. Like you said, you can't satisfy everybody. So to a point. I understand why these niggas be saying some crazy ass shit on these podcasts on purpose, because y'all niggas are so reactionary. Oh my
yes.
God. Like,
yes.
Especially YouTube niggas.
Yeah.
I don't know if Instagram is, well, yes, they are. Yeah. Yes. Every social media app is like that. I take that back. All y'all niggas are hella reactionary, and it'd be niggas with no profile pictures talking about this, that, and the third. And you
probably
know,
probably got 200 followers and following like 6,000 people.
Yeah, real talk. And they just do that on everybody's post.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Like, nobody knows who you are. You got 15 accounts.
That's some real shit. This some real shit though, because anybody that's doing social media, like what we doing basically, or anything in our umbrella of things, you know, being a content creator, you gonna have to deal with this shit, and you gotta have a little tough skin, because nigga, no matter what the fuck you say, you think it's the right thing to say, quote unquote, but nigga, people gonna still gonna be mad at it.
Yeah, straight up. Everybody got an opinion.
Facts.
Everybody is opinionated nowadays. Yeah. And it's because of social media.
Yeah. I mean, niggas can just bloop, type in a comment, send, that's it.
Yeah, straight up.
You ain't gotta deal with being face to face with a nigga. You ain't gotta deal with actually backing it up with facts a lot of times. It's just, you just boom, say what you
want. You can disrespect people and not get punched in the face no more.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna. First of all, if you do that, I just want you to know you are the, like, bitchest nigga I have ever met in my fucking life, all right? You are a whole faggot ass, pussy ass, bitch ass, fuck ass nigga if you do that shit. Because, in all honesty, back in my day, all right, we didn't have social media and shit. There was no, like, subtweets. There was no fucking Twitter and all that good shit. Nah. It was word of mouth. And a nigga sat here and talked all that shit. Nah, you either like shooting the fade, getting jumped, or somebody gonna sneak your dumb ass. But we ain't play that shit. But nowadays, y'all just want to be playing that dumb ass shit, bro.
Nah, I disagree. Like, niggas dying over internet beef.
Okay, you right, mister.
Niggas out here dying over internet beef, bro.
Yeah, you right. But regardless of the fact, y'all niggas need to use your hands more. All right, stop trying to pick up shit. Stop going to social media about your problems, cause it ain't worth it.
My bad, y'all.
Nah, you good. Nigga, we started talking about sad songs and we went on a whole fucking tangent.
That's, hey, I told y'all. That's what I said. I gave y'all a disclaimer.
Yeah,
I said
random ass.
First of all, even though it's random, it's super concise and we just going shooting the shit, just straightforward. It's not much cuts in here.
Yeah,
I mean, you said faggot, but I don't think that's a problem, to be honest. I've seen a lot of podcasts where they say faggot.
Yeah, straight up. I'm like, you a bitches, faggy boy.
I've been watching a lot of Boondocks lately, bro. Boondocks is so timeless, bro.
Yes, on my mother. Really, season 1 through 3 is timeless.
How many seasons in total? Is it
I think it's five.
I know the fifth season, or the last season was the worst season, but like straight up. That was a pretty pretty boy fleazy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, guys.
Yeah, it was fucking trash.
Yeah.
Max. Like, that is just so fucking.
They really went for it with that shit, too. Just on Max.
Like, wow. That is just so fucking cringy. Oh, bro. See. Y'all don't even like update the shit, but y'all weird ass niggas. So it's four seasons.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 1 through 3. Yeah, yeah, it was definitely timeless. Sure, yes. All right.
You know what episode that everybody seemed to like that I didn't like that much?
Stink Man Strikes Back.
No, actually, I mean, I'm indifferent. I just feel like it was a takeaway from the usual message type of episodes where it's like some shit, you know, that's like a message behind it. You get it? Like,
yeah,
you know.
I get it. Like moral of story type deal.
Yeah, and exactly. And the Stinking Manor episode just felt like it was just a side track away from that. Like, oh, this nigga's coming back in peace and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
The Red Ball episode, oh, I did not like that.
What?
I didn't. I really
did. Wow. That's one of my favorite episodes.
That's crazy because I was like, this is some bullshit. I don't care about this.
Wow. That was basically the black version of anime.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I can be like, okay, I get why you like it. It's because it was super anime.
Yes. That's the only reason why I truly, genuinely like that episode.
But it just felt like, that shit just felt so random.
Yeah, it was.
Like you gave that girl,
I fucking hate Chinese.
You gave that girl a permanent severe limp. Like,
then she came out of nowhere and just started dancing and shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was random as shit.
And like, then he said, if you don't play the game, he'll Photoshop you in Kanye Venetian nut hugger jeans.
It's like, I mean, I guess he's some black activist, so I guess.
He was like, I'll risk it.
Right.
Fuck that.
like what?
But nah. The story of Catcher Freeman.
I actually like that one because all of them had different perspectives and shit. Yeah.
And then it's like he was the only one that really goes to show that was like an analogy for like you have three sides of a story.
Yeah.
Their side, your side, their side, and the truth.
Yeah, real talk.
So
but all the stories is hella entertaining too though.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Honestly,
shit, Home Alone was definitely, this was a classic episode. That was a fucking classic. All right, the invasion of the Katrinians. This was a good episode.
Yeah,
but,
and Lil Wayne was actually in it too. That was good too.
Oh, Shining.
Oh, that's when you guys changed it.
Yeah, got my name up, nigga. Get changed up. I'm getting flamed.
He's like, nigga, that's the whole point of having a gang, nigga, so you ain't gotta never fight for yourself.
Oh, the attack of the Kung Fu Killer Wolf, bitch.
Yeah, that was good too.
Oh god. Yo, I'm fucking with a chick named Ebony, yo. I ain't gonna lie. Every time I like think about her, I think of the Kung Fu Killer Wolf, bitch.
Bro, you gotta watch out, cause that's
right,
some real shit.
Right.
I mean, not the Kumite.
Kumita, Kumitu, Kumite, Bakum, Black Man.
I just watched Ballin. Ballin was so good too.
Ballin was alright.
Bro, that shit was so hilarious, bro. Because, like, I mean, it was like a basketball. It was like a generic basketball episode, too. But when they had, like, the dream where he's like, are you just hating? Because he stacked more paper to the roof and he ride on 24-inch chrome. And Shaq was like, yeah. I'm
like, yeah, I'm hating a little bit.
Nah, nigga, smoking with cigarettes. That was a funny ass episode.
I didn't think it was that good until I realized it was based off of true.
Yeah, it
story.
Was a satire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wait, when nah. I got more appreciation for it. Just like with the Booty Warrior, was I actually found out that was a real thing. I'm like, oh shit.
You know what episode made me like appreciate the Boondocks even more? Pause.
What was the basis of that episode?
It was like a Tyler Perry parody.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Perry didn't like that shit.
Yeah, at all. He got that shit banned.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? We can still see it on, like, streaming networks.
Yeah, facts. Nigga, first of all, learn how to take a joke, nigga. You the one that's dressing up in women's clothes.
Straight up,
nigga.
Like, fuck out of here.
You ain't got to do that. Like, you could have had some other nigga
to do
it.
Nobody told you to do it.
Facts, bro. You the one that's like, no, I do it. Like, nigga, what? You the director. You ain't got to do this. Like, nope.
Dead ass.
I play 5 different niggas in one room. Nah, I do them all. Like, you don't have to do that.
You
don't have to put on fucking prosthetic titties.
Nobody told you to do that. Oh, nah. The fundraiser. Now that right there,
that was good.
That is a true classic.
I just watched that yesterday too. That was so good.
He was like, fuck you, fuck them shoes, fuck them yuck mouth teeth, fuck them shoes with the bells on it. He said, fuck our Richie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. Now get the fuck out of my office. And if I see you in the street, I'm going to slap the shit out you.
Bruh, the craziest thing was that Huey the whole time was trying to tell him, like, bruh.
Yes.
He even gave him a bulletproof vest that ended up fucking saving his life in the end. Like, that was so good. That was such a good episode.
Oh, bruh. Oh, the lovely Ebony Brown.
That was hilarious, too.
Man. Oh, shit. Okay, it wasn't the Kung Fu Killer Wolf bitch that I was thinking. Oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
Miss Ebony Brown. Yeah.
That was so funny because she ended up actually being a good girl. And this nigga was being obsessive. Yeah. He
fucked it up himself.
Yeah.
The story of Lando Freeman.
Mr. Medicinal, episode was really good,
yes,
too.
Yes.
He came in floating.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about.
He said, this like nuts, but dipped in honey.
Like, yeah, I ain't gonna cap to you. Boondocks, fucking timeless.
Yeah,
oh
facts.
My gosh, just fucking timeless.
Yeah.
The Color Ruckus. He was like, nigga, did I catch you one to try to be shit? My baby!
That episode actually make you
nigga,
feel
nigga, did
like,
I just catch you trying to have fun?
Because that's like, have you ever seen Color Purple?
Yes.
Nigga, what? First of all, shout out to Monique. Because her acting was so good that I actually disliked her, like, in that fucking movie. Real talk. But that episode kind of made me feel a little bad about Uncle Ruckus's character. Because I'm like, well, damn, like, he is this racist motherfucker. But the reality
it's
of it is.
Because of his mom.
Yeah. And it sounded like it was because of his dad, though.
It's both.
His mom was like she was a Uncle Tom. Well, Auntie Tom. Auntie Tommy. Like, whatever. Nigga, first of all, how you got a Riverdale football shirt? I think I asked you this before, but I just peeped
I stole it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I stole off a fuck nigga. Fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah. Niggas asked me, what position you played?
I lied to their ass. I'd be like, shit, I was wide receiver. Fuck you, man. I was tight end. I'd have told him some shit.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, God. I was just thinking about, like, why don't I tell niggas I'm 6'4"? Like, there's no reason. There's no reason to keep telling niggas I'm 6'3", bro. 6'4".
Nigga, 6'4", gonna stand beside you one day.
Hey, nigga, no, you ain't 6'4". See, but I tell that nigga I'm
6'3". Bro, I saw a nigga that was, like, 6'11".
Damn.
I was like, God damn, nigga,
it's crazy
why he's
how
so
much
tall?
Taller they are than, yes. Like, niggas at 6'3", 6'2".
Yes. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, bro, I'll still hit you in the dick. Like, you got me fucked up.
Would you really hit a nigga in the dick if you losing in a fight?
Hell yeah. Why the fuck not?
Bro, I ain't going to.
There ain't no rules in this bitch.
There's no reason not to. And I'm not really necessarily, like, looking at you weird. But I just can't bring myself to kick a nigga in the dick.
Bro, if I'm getting my ass
What if you getting your ass beat, you kick him in the dick, and he just beat your ass some more? Then it's even worse.
One, that's impossible. As a man, we all have nuts, all right? And you all know a light tap will literally make you be like, oh,
nigga,
shit.
Facts, because even like professional sports and like MMA, bro, they get kicked in the dick. That, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, it's
immediately,
shit.
It's, oh, yeah, I felt
that.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
that's facts. But what if you try to get it off and you miss or something?
Oh, like, shit. If I miss, shit, that's just the course of battle, nigga.
But then, like, nigga's like, bro, you tried to kick him in the dick and you still beat your ass.
Hey. Look, I'm be completely G. I'm gonna just have to wear that L.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna hate it, but shit, I'm gonna just have to wear that L.
You gonna have to move.
Yeah, nigga, I'm moving to Nebraska.
That's the nigga that tried to kick that nigga in the dick and still got beat up.
Nigga, I'm moving to Antarctica. All right, fuck all y'all.
What the fuck is in Antarctica?
I don't know.
I heard they pay you to stay there.
No, that's Alaska.
Oh, okay. Antarctica is like
I'm gonna just move to Alaska.
Facts.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
Oh God. Get with the snow bunnies, the literal snow bunnies.
Legitly. Be up there with the real snowman. The real roguish buddish.
That's the thing about this, though. I just kind of realized we've been kind of yapping on. But it felt like we've been talking for a long time, nigga. We only been talking for about 35 minutes, nigga. That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, we don't have an actual topic and we go on. It seems like time go by slower.
Yeah, maybe. Straight up. Because it's like, bro, I still got to go to work in the morning. I'm, like, dreading that. Just, oh, my gosh, bro. I'm dreading that shit so much.
Yeah, I'm wondering where's the point where I don't dread going to work. Yeah, when does that point come?
It don't.
I'm wondering because, like, shit, I've been told that, you know what I'm saying, you just gotta get through the first few weeks, first few months.
Man, that's niggas that's miserable, don't have a life outside of this fucking job. It's just work, home, probably go to the bar on Thursday or Friday whenever you get paid, and that's it. All right.
I mean, that's what's wrong with that?
Nigga. That's not necessarily miserable. I don't want to. Nah. I'm not saying like that's just completely miserable. Nah, but I'm just saying like if you have that type of life, that it's a cool life. But that's not. I want more. Okay, I can't speak for everybody else. But
yeah,
I want
more. That is just an opinion thing.
Yeah, straight up. It's subjective.
Sometimes those choices that those niggas make end up with them to having more money or whatever, and then more freedom, maybe more vacation. Let's just say vacation days, like those niggas that just fucking work, home, bar every now and again.
Yeah.
Then that can lead to them having more freedom in the end. So.
Yeah, true.
Just it's depending on how your life want, how you want your life to be. But shit, I kind of envy niggas that don't want to do nothing else besides just work and go home, because that's a simple life to live. You ain't got to worry about shit. You know your check coming in. You ain't got to worry about whether, let's say, niggas, we trying to be consecrated, even though we got jobs too. Like, that's besides the point though. You ain't got to worry about getting partnered with YouTube, or if they're going to decrease the threshold or increase the threshold or whatever, which a CPM's looking like. You ain't got to worry about that type of shit, nigga. Your life is regular. And I think a lot of times, well, this generation, at least on social media, kind of shit on regular lifestyles, but that's really the life that's just super simple, bro. It doesn't come out of complications that the life we trying to live comes with.
True, but I rather just, which, don't get me wrong, I hate the complications, all right? That's just being, like, completely transparent, but realistically, I still rather just go through it. Because I know it's gonna pay off. Like, I know this hard work is gonna pay off.
Pay off for me and people I've known. I think I said this before, but American Nukes on YouTube is, I think he got 250,000 subscribers now.
Yeah,
he's been doing this shit since 2012, like since the beginning.
That's what I'm motherfucking talking about.
He kept going with it. Even when I was doing it, I made my first quote unquote big check ever before I got a job at 14 years old from YouTube. I know it's a possibility, so I can't see myself personally giving up on some shit. I know if I just stick with it and straight keep going up. Like, that nigga showed me a fucking big ass fucking bankroll, just like, nigga, look, bro, this YouTube shit paying, bro. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, damn.
I'm about to do what he doing.
Oh, God.
Like, let me hop on. Because
he the one that originally put me onto YouTube. And at first, like, neither of us was really doing shit. We was fucking making Black Ops 2 commentary videos.
Yeah.
But he just kept going with it, and I got greedy. I think I told that story where I fucking started posting bitches twerking and shit. He kept doing gameplay shit. But he ended up making it. So I know it's a reality to this shit. Like,
facts.
It just takes consistency. Even niggas like Sneeko. Sneeko been doing this shit for 9 years. Bruce, drop him off. You probably don't know who the fuck he is.
Nah.
He just signed a $2 million deal with Kick to go stream over there. Not even exclusively. Fire. So he can go stream on YouTube too. But he's been playing 2K and streaming for 11 years.
Fire.
And they've just recently, both of them in the past 2 years, I would say, got their big break. Now, granted, that's a long ass time to be doing this shit with no payoff.
Yeah, like, straight up.
But it, like, at the end of the day, those stories just goes to show that it does just take consistency. It does take a care about your craft and getting better and shit like that. And inevitably, you will blow up. That's just how it goes.
Facts. Like, shit. A little bit, like, burnt out. A little bit.
I'm burnt out too.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Are you saying you want to end the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. I didn't know what you were saying. I'm like, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, burnt out and shit. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, but when I'm burnt out, I can still do it. So oh, when yeah. you, if you don't say explicitly, like,
oh, let's end the podcast. Yeah, I have to be like, yeah, my bad.
So I was going to keep trucking.
Yeah. Nah, nigga, I've been fighting sleep all day, nigga.
Okay.
Like, and I'm about, like, high as fuck. And I'm full. I'm ready to, like, dip, nigga. Like, okay. Keep it a bean with y'all. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Like, y'all know how the itis be hitting.
True.
Yeah, and that was a good episode, too.
The facts. That was also a good-ass Boondocks. Shout out to Boondocks, man.
Oh, God. You
shout
timeless.
Out to fucking Aaron Magruder. I
yes,
think
bro. R.I.P. the GOAT. Okay. Just like Ooh, John Singleton. Yes, R.I.P. the GOAT.
You talking about?
Yeah,
about
Aaron Magruder. He passed away.
What?
Yeah, he passed away some years ago.
I did not know that.
Yes, that is the only reason why. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now. We got that trash ass fourth season.
Mhm. And then it's like you can't bring Boondocks back without Granddad.
Facts.
Like you can't. No matter.
You wouldn't want to see another nope. Boondocks.
I would. Of course, like, I would. Yeah, but it wouldn't be the same.
What if they had like Monique? Like it was like I don't know the auntie they stayed with, and it was like Monique.
It wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same, but. I miss Boondocks.
Yeah,
miss,
of course, but it's just
yeah. They don't even
just,
have the writer. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta just let it be what it is, yeah. Man. Just
yeah. Once the writer passes away,
yeah,
it's over there.
Yeah. It's just like Young Pappy, bro. Like we gotta just let that music just be what it is, cause we know we ain't getting no more
facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Straight up.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like, damn.
Well, it's been your boy Nate. I hope y'all enjoyed this slightly shorter episode. We've been kind of rambling. I told y'all though, I gave a disclaimer. Y'all
yeah,
can't
straight
say
up.
Didn't,
yeah, so. On God.
I might name it
that.
The random episode. Just,
yeah.
just so it's even more of a forewarning that this shit is random.
Like we didn't like clickbait you.
Facts. This is straight up what it is. But
yeah.
All my social media links is gonna be in the description.
Below.
Yeah, I think that's it. Oh yeah, of course. Shout out to the sponsor.
What's the scenario?
Shout out to my stream too. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm sorry, my Discord niggas and my chat niggas. Some nigga was like, "Bro, you got the award for the most inconsistent streamer of the year." I'm like, "Damn, bro."
He really just tried your ass.
I'm like, "Damn, bro. I got real shit I gotta deal with.
I got responsibilities.
Like, y'all want me to go hop and do aux battles and shit? And I know I created this little community and shit." And y'all,
nigga, y'all not even donating. Right?
Straight up.
Like,
straight
if y'all
up.
Gonna want me to like be here and not work my job, I'm gonna need y'all to donate. If y'all want me to be fucking entertaining,
oh God, nigga,
fuck out of here.
Nigga,
like this shit not
six
free.
6 hours and shit.
Like what? Y'all think I just live for this shit?
Shit. Fuck
got
you
me
mean.
Fucked up. Like what?
Oh, God.
No.
Nigga. Twitch, I already talking about some 50-50, nigga. Like,
50-50?
Yeah.
50-50? Bitch, fuck you.
Now, first of all, disclaimer, shout out to all the niggas that did subscribe, though.
Yeah, on God. On God. We appreciate that.
Shout out to the
yeah.
gift this up, niggas, too.
Yeah,
but, long story short, the shit don't pay the bills.
It really
so,
don't.
With that being said, or if I got some fucked up shit, like, my car is fucking impounded right now. I'm not finna be streaming. like that's straight up. Like, I'm
yeah,
not,
right.
That's just grown man shit right there. Like,
what y'all expect?
I'm not finna be having fun with y'all niggas 6 hours while I got shit going on. So, you shout out to my stream anyways, WhiskeyDick_. Go check it out. I might be live. I might not. But, you know, if you get in there, I hope you have fun. We do be having fun over there.
Straight up.
And, yeah, that's it for me. What's yep. the scenario? That's the podcast we check out.
Y'all already know who the fuck it is. Boy Jew, the Granny Slayer. Panty player, MILF taker. All social medias will be in the description below. We appreciate everybody that shows support for the podcast. We have not been inconsistent. We have been very consistent, but one of our platforms is like, well, distributors has been an asshole. So,
yeah,
you
facts.
Know, yeah, count your fucking days.
Yeah. Right? I won't name them because we're still working with
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Okay. But count your fucking days. All right. Like, we're giving you, like, 2 more days. If that's just not done.
Facts, though. Because, boy, nigga, what? I literally just found out that we this far behind.
Like, bruh. People think we done fell off and we haven't.
Facts.
But regardless, we still appreciate all of the support. And until next time, we go.